Our dear Heavenly Father, we come into thy presence grateful to thee for thy goodness toward us. We thank thee for the day, the blessings we received from thy hand this morning, and we pray that we can apply those, that by so doing we may walk closer to thee in the days ahead. Now we pray a blessing on our devotional service, upon our leader, that as we look back upon the year, we see thy blessings and guidance throughout the year for our spiritual growth. And as we anticipate the coming year, we ask for thy presence and blessings to remain with us. We're mindful of those who need thee, especially at this hour. We pray for thy glorious kingdom. We thank thee for the tie that binds our hearts together in Christian love. For we ask these many favors and through dear Jesus' name. Amen.
We've entitled our devotional this afternoon as Retrospect and Resolve. You know, retrospecting the past year and resolving for our new and coming year. You know, as this year closes and the next one begins, you know, the world looks with fear and trepidation upon what the year 2000 will begin. They've even coined the phrase Y2K, based, you know, because they don't know what is going to happen. A new millennium is beginning with all of its unknown events and fears, and the world trembles. You know, brethren, this may be what the world calls a new millennium in the calendar year, but we know that God's millennium began over 100 years ago, back in 1874, with the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Brethren, this will mark 1 year that we are closer to its full establishment here upon the earth. What have we done this past year to help inaugurate God's kingdom? Think about that. But just as the world is making the end of the year, so we as brethren should also take stock of our lives as we endeavor to serve the Lord more acceptably. Let us sing two hymns in our first. The first one in Retrospect, and then the second one in Resolve. Let's turn to hymn number 136, Entire Devotedness to God. As you sing this hymn, reflect back upon the year's activities and how, and think about yourself, how devoted you were really to our Heavenly Father and His kingdom. Hymn number 136. And let's sing hymn number 210. Next, as we look forward to the prospects in the coming year, it's entitled Work for Jesus. Work for Jesus, hymn number 210. Now that's how our attitude should be. Just one more day's work for Jesus. Let us carefully look at the last year with all its successes and its failures, for we can learn from each and every one of our experiences. But analyzing them as to why we failed can also help us from falling the same again. A little story called The Lord's Carpenter Shop has helped me, and many may have heard it before with much benefit. Sister Millie Zatko will read it for us. The Lord's Carpenter Shop.
There was a meeting being held by some brethren, and Brother Hammer was the chairman of the meeting. The meeting had informed him that he must leave because he was too noisy, but he said, "Brethren, if I am to leave this carpenter shop, Brother Klimlet must go too, for he is so insignificant that he makes very little impression. A gimlet is a small hand tool used for boring holes into the wood." Little Brother Klimek arose and said, "All right, Brother Drill must go along also. You have to turn him around and around again and again to get him anywhere." Brother Drill rose to his feet. He was indignant. "If you wish, I will go. But Brother Plain must go too, because all his work is on the surface. There is no depth to it at all." "Well," Brother Plain said, "if I must go, then Brother Ruler must leave also. Brother Ruler is always measuring other brethren as though he were the only one that is right." Brother Ruler rose to his feet and said, "Brethren, if I leave this conference, then Brother Sandpaper must go leave also. I do not care for him. He is rougher than he ought to be. He is always rubbing folks the wrong way." But Brother Chisel then rose to his feet, just ready to make a cutting mark, when the door opened. A hush came over the brethren over the tools. Why? Because it was the carpenter of Nazareth that walked into the tool room. He went over to the bench. He put on his apron. He had come to do the day's work. He was working on a product called the new creation. He went over and reached for the hammer. He took the gimlet. He took the sandpaper. He took the plane, and he took the chisel, and he began to work. He worked in silence. Finally, Brother Saul rose to his feet and said, "Brethren, I perceive that all of us are workers together with God. How many of us Christians, brethren, are like tools? We are fussing around at others because they do not do the things the way that we think they ought to. There is not one accusation made by one of these tools against the other that might not have been correct. But despite it, the Lord used every tool in place that another tool could not be used." That is right. Every tool had its place as long as it was in the hands of the carpenter of Nazareth.
How true that really is. It takes all of us to make the church class. It doesn't take just one kind. It takes many. And that's why the Lord has 144,000 members of the church class. Because each one brings a little something different to it that makes it the whole. As long as we all walk in the Master's footsteps to the best of our ability. Let's turn to hymn number 23. And let's try to put hymn number 23, "Blessed Be the Tie That Binds." And as we sing it, it's a very familiar hymn with one another. Look around the room and think of what you have done for one another this past year. And let's make some good prospects and resolves for the new coming year. Hymn number 23, "Blessed Be the Tie That Binds."
Our hearts in prayer is to find a better.
You know, brethren, there's another quotation that speaks volumes. If we, and that's the big question, that if we can put it into practice on a daily basis. Sister Dorothea, could you read for us, we can show confidence in our brethren with our love by
listening to them with our eyes attentively, praying for them always, but especially with them when we can, deferring sincerely to their preferences, thanking them openly but not patronizingly, remembering and keeping our promises to them, anticipating their needs, greeting them warmly, speaking of them as if they were with you, being approachable for them, appreciating and esteeming them more highly than ourselves, including them in opportunities of service, warning them of danger and humbly and prayerfully serving them out of plenty or poverty without thought of repayment, sharing not only gems of truth with them, but also the joys of our struggles, giving them of our time without resentment, never belittling, never humiliating them, being hospitable not only at home but also in person, being gentle with them even if they are rough, encouraging peace in them even when we are worn out, being patient with them even when we are tired, forgiving them in our hearts before they ask forgiveness, defending them when others speak evil of them, teaching them what is true, building up, not tearing down their faith, sacrificing even our lives for them, even if it is little by little, piece by painful piece, and finally, loving them, simply by loving them.
A lot of little things that we can do for one another, and yet they mean so much. We can apply them as a balm to a wound. And each one of us, because each one of us has been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus and have felt his balm, the balm of God's grace and favor upon us, as we reflect in God's grace in Romans, the fifth chapter, Romans 5, 8 through 15. But God demonstrates his own love towards us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Verse 12, therefore, just as through one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men, because all have sinned. But until the law, sin was in the world, but sin was not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam until Moses, even though those who have not sinned in the likeness of the offense of Adam, who was a type of him who was to come. But it is the free gift, it is not like the transgressions. For if by transgression of one that many died, much more did the grace of God and the gift by grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abound to the many. Let's sing hymn number 126A, hymn number 126A, Amazing Grace, as we think about what God has done for us. Hymn number 126A.
Thank you.
Along the same lines, let's sing hymn number 246. Hymn number 246, Redeemed. Redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus. Hymn number 246, Redeemed. Brethren, just think, God has called, He has called you and I to have an opportunity to be part of perhaps the greatest position in the world, that is, to become part of His immediate family. And when we think about that, we can hardly grasp it. The Lord of the universe has invited you and I to become part of His immediate family. There's a quote from reprints 3270, and it will be read by Brother Joe Migas,
which we anticipate beyond the veil, has its beginning here already and is thus to be appreciated. Whoever knows nothing of the joys of the Lord in the present time will evidently not be prepared for the joys of the Lord in the kingdom, whatever blessings and joys he may attain to under the administration of the kingdom during the millennial age. There is then joy and rejoicing granted to the Lord's faithful ones, not a momentary matter connected with their first acceptance of the Lord and their consecration of themselves to him. The goodness and mercy of the Lord is not to be looked back to as a thing of the remote past, but is to be recognized and appreciated as a thing of the present. Day by day, God's goodness and mercy follow us, refresh us, strengthen us, bless us. The highest hope to which we dare aspire is that of final union with our great Shepherd, our Heavenly Father, and the Good Shepherd, His Son, in the heavenly state, in our Father's house on high, one mansion or plane of which is intended for the little flock, separate and distinct from the mansion or place provided for the restitution class of the millennial age. The end of all our highest ambitions will be attained, and far more than realized, when we shall be like our Lord, see him as he is, and share his glory in the Father's house.
You know, when we think about that, I know when I think about it, I just feel, you know, how unworthy I am to be offered this station as a possibility. Who am I? The lowest of the low. I'm reminded of the scripture in the Psalms when it says, "What is man that thou art mindful of him?" And we had a couple weeks ago, we had Brother George showing us the universe, how immense it is, and how a speck of dust is the earth. And what are we on the earth? How grateful we should be. And let each one of us make a firm resolve this minute to more diligently keep our consecration vows and to work and to walk more circumspectly in Jesus' footsteps. And to go along with that, let's sing hymn number 247A. Take time to be holy. If we do these things, we shall reap our reward. Hymn number 247A. Take time to be holy.
Thank you.
You know, there's a phrase in this hymn, in the last verse, in the second line, and it says, each thought and each motive beneath his control. You know, sometimes, I know when I look back on this past year and all its experiences, there have been many hard experiences, trying experiences. And sometimes, I know I have asked the question of the Lord, why must I endure this or that particular trial that has come upon me? Why must it happen to me? Why me, Lord? Why not? I know it's to be of my benefit, but why me? And there's a saying that Sister Wanda Jay is going to read for us, and it's entitled, "This is from me. This is from me."
My beloved, I have a message for you today. Let me whisper it in your ear, that it may gild with glory any storm cloud which may arise and smooth the rough places upon which you will tread. It is short, only 5 words. Let it sink deeply into your heart and mind. Use it as a pillow upon which to rest your weary head. This thing is from me. Have you ever thought of it? All that concerns you from now on concerns me too. For he that toucheth you toucheth the apple of mine eye. You will be very precious in my sight. Therefore, it will be my special delight to educate you. I want you to learn. When temptations assail you and the enemy comes in like a flood, this thing is from me, that your weakness will need my might and your safety will lie in letting me fight for you. You will be in difficult places, surrounded by people who will not understand you, who will not consult your taste. You will be put in the background. This thing is from me. I am the God of circumstances. Thou wilt come not to thy place by accident. It is a very place meant for you. Have you not asked to be humble? See then, I will place you in the very school where this lesson is taught. Your surroundings and companions will be only working out my will. You may find yourself in money difficulties. It may be hard to make both ends meet. This thing is from me, for I will be your purse bearer and would have you draw and depend upon me. I want you to prove my promises. Let it not be said of you, in this ye did not believe the Lord your God. Deuteronomy 1:32. You may have a night of sorrows. This thing is from me. I am the man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. I will let earthly comforters fail you, that by turning to me, you may obtain everlasting consolation. 2 Thessalonians 2:16. Some friend may disappoint you, one to whom you opened your heart. This thing is from me. I will allow this disappointment to come, that you may learn that the best friend to have is Jesus. He will hear you when you call. He will keep you lest you fall. I want you to learn to be dependent. Someone may repeat things about you that will be untrue. Leave that to me and draw closer to me. I will be thy shelter out of reach of strife of tongues, for I'll bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgments as the noonday. All your plans may be upset. You may become bowed down and weary. This thing is from me. You may make your plans and come to me to bless them, but I would have you let me plan for you, and then I would take the responsibility for. This thing is too heavy for thee. Thou art not able to perform it thyself alone. You will only be an instrument, not an agent. Exodus 18:18. You may long to do some great work for me, and instead you may be laid aside on a bed of pain and weakness. This thing is from me. I may not be able to get your attention in your busy days, and I want to teach you some of my deepest lessons. They also serve who only stand and wait. I want you to learn to sing. I am not eager, bold, strong, all that is past. I am ready to do at last. Some of my greatest workers are these, shut off from active service, that they may learn to wield the weapon of prayer. You may be suddenly called upon to occupy a different, difficult, and responsible position. Launch out on me. I am trusting you with the possession of difficulties, and for this thing the Lord thy God shall bless thee in all thy works and in all that thou puttest thine hand unto. Deuteronomy 15:10. I am now placing in your hands this pot of holy oil. Make use of it freely, my beloved. Let every circumstance as it arises, every word that pains you, every interruption that would make you impatient, every revelation of your weaknesses, be anointed with it. Remember, interruptions are divine instructions. The sting will go as you learn to see me in all things. Therefore, set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day, for it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life. Deuteronomy 32:45-47.
This is from me. Let's sing hymn number 87. Hymn number 87. He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort fraught. He leadeth me, hymn number 87. Let us well remember the manna text and comment for June 2nd as we contemplate what the Lord has done for us. And it's entitled, the text says, I am determined not to know anything amongst you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. 1 Corinthians 2:2. Sister Pearl Owens will read June 2nd manna text and comment to us.
I am determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. 1 Corinthians 2:2. Our observation of those consecrated ones who have permitted other things than this gospel to engross time and attention leads us to advise such to be very jealous in husbanding time and talent for the ministry of the gospel, leaving all other subjects, however interesting to others now, and to the future life for ourselves, when all knowledge shall be ours. Those who have any avoidable cause turn aside from the ministry of the true and only gospel, we have invariably observed, are quickly turned out of the way or greatly hindered in their course towards the prize of our high calling. Reprint 18115.
You know, if we think about it, God is a very jealous husbandman, and He is very jealous in determining what is best for us. So let us not hinder the Lord or create unnecessary burdens for the Lord, but let us remember where our strong tower is. Let's sing hymn number 126, My Strong Tower Is He. Our strong tower is not us. Our strong tower is He. Hymn number 126. As we go forth into this coming year, let us remember who and where our strong tower is. For it is only as we lean on Him that we will be able to succeed in our mission. We'd like to close this hour of devotion with some thoughts for the new year, brethren. And we've entitled it, guidance for the new year. Man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way? It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all of his goings. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee in the way that thou shouldest go. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which has no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bridle and bit. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. The meek will he guide in judgment. The meek will he teach his way. The integrity of the upright shall guide them. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in the paths of righteousness. When thou goest, thy steps shall be not straitened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction, let her not go. The Spirit, my Spirit, saith the Lord, will guide you into all truth. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When ye turn to the right hand or when you turn to the left, study to show thyself approved, so that you may be able to hear the Lord's word telling you which way to go. For this God is our God forever and ever, and he will be our guide even unto death. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Amen. Let us close the service with the use of hymn number 34, Renewed Devotedness. And let this be our resolve as we go forth into the new year with renewed devotedness to our Heavenly Father. And let us rise upon singing the last stanza, and we will ask Brother Ted Martin if he would close this service with prayer. Hymn number 34, Renewed Devotedness.
Loving Father in heaven, we come to thee thankful for the many blessings thou hast showered upon us this day. We thank thee for the privilege of being with brethren and of considering thy truth together. We thank thee for the way thou hast led us and guided our steps this year as we walk before thee. And we look forward to another year of serving thee and pray for thy continued guidance and direction in all that we say and do. We thank thee for the gift of thy dear Son and for the sacrifice that he made on our behalf. And we pray that we might be more mindful of him and that we might seek to be more like him in all of our ways. Guide and direct us as we part and continue to bless thy children throughout the earth. We ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen.